再次欢迎大家。
Half the church is gone.
我们教会一半的人都离开了。
Amen. Hallelujah. The church has a future.
感谢主，我们知道我们下一代在我们的当中。
Because of our children.
因为我们的孩子。
Can you turn the roof down a little bit? Okay. God bless you. Now, last month.
那么，2024年的一月呢，已经过去了。
We were talking about how God leads us in a process.
我们之前分享说，神如何在一个过程当中带领我们。
And that process leads us to a crisis.
那么这个过程呢，可能会把我们带到一个危机点。
And that crisis is an encounter or something that is not so good, but you are prepared for it.
那么可能这个危机点看似不是很好，但是神会为了这个时间来预备你。
We also learn how God has invested power in our lives.
我们也同时学到神如何在我们的生命中赐给我们能力。
So that in that journey we could bind and we could loose.
所以在这个过程当中，我们知道如何有这个权柄来释放并且捆绑。
And we also learn that in that journey, God's presence comes.
在这个过程当中，我们会与神的同在相遇。
And last week we've learned that primarily the most important reason why He comes and manifests His presence.
那么上周的分享当中，我们讲到神同彰显他同在的最重要的目的是什么
？And we distinguish between differentiate between God's presence as in omnipresent and manifest presence.
我们把神无处不在的同在和他所彰显的同在一个区别。
The manifest presence is when God allows your five senses to be able to experience Him.
那么神彰显的同在是神允许我们的五感知能够感受到他的同在。
And the primary reason is so that you can be comforted.
那么这个最重要的目的呢，是为了神，为了安慰我们。
Amen.
Amen.
And that's why we know the Holy Spirit is called a comforter.
所以我们知道说圣灵被称为保惠师。
And that word there means to not only comfort us, but to build us up, and also at the same time to fight off the enemy.
那么这个安保惠师的意思不光只是 来安慰我们同时赐给我们力量让我们可以得胜会胜过
And David in Psalm 23 verse 4 depicts the staff and the rod
那么、大卫王在诗篇23篇4节这里讲到说神你的杖和你的竿
And so the Holy Spirit comforts you by fighting off your enemy
圣灵借着来与你的仇敌征战来安慰你
The giants in your life
在你生命中的巨人
Amen. We need that.
我们需要这样子的帮助。
And also to correct us.
同时，他的竿也来指正我们。
Do you know only the shepherd has a staff?
只有那个牧羊人呢，他会有这个竿杖。
Many other professions have a rod.
那么，其他的那些专业有这竿，杖竿。
You know the policeman, he has a rod. The teacher's got a rod.
那么这警察呢，会老师呢，他们手上拿的是这个杆。
And the parents got a rod.
做父母的手上也拿着这个杆。
But only the shepherd has a staff.
但是呢，只有牧羊人的手中拿的是杖。
And isn't it wonderful that Jesus, I mean God, portray Himself as a shepherd?
那我们的主呢，也是我们属灵的大牧者。
To correct us.
他用他的杖来引导我们，
the、
指正我们。
The rod is not for you.
那么这个。杆呢不是来对我们使用的。
I know some preachers say God will use a rod and hit you. No, He won't.
但是可能有些讲员会说神会用那个杖来打你，击打你。
That's for the lions. That's for the bears.
但是其实牧羊人会用这个杆来击打那些野兽，狮子和
But the staff with the hook is to hook you back.
但是那个弯的那个杆呢，是把那个迷失的羊带回来的。
And today I want to talk to you about God speaks to us.
今天我跟大家分享的是，神对我们说话，
说话的神。We worship a God who speaks to us.
我们敬拜的这位神是会与我们说话的神。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 2, it says, "You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols. However, you were led."
这里在哥林多前书十二章二节说，你们知道你们做外邦人的时候随时被引诱，受了迷惑，去拜不会出声的偶像。
The primary difference between idols and God is that God speaks, idols are dumb.
那么神跟那些众多偶像的很大的区别是，那些偶像是不会说话，但是我们的神却会说话的神。
Amen. When people go to a temple, they do not expect Buddha to be speaking.
当那些人去到寺庙里面去拜那些偶像的时候，他们不会想的说那个偶像会说话，开声说话。
Because they are blind, they are dumb.
因为他们是瞎眼的，也是愚拙的。
Why? Because they're not real people.
因为他们是人所手造的偶像，并不是真的。
They are not real persons.
他们不是一个真的一个人。
The very fact that our God speaks to us means behind the voice is a person.
所以神为什么对我们说话，是在一个声音之后是有一个人的存在。
Behind your voice is a person.
所以在我们的声音后面是有人的存在。
If you can talk to me,
如果你可以对我说话的话。
Then I can get to know you.
那么我就可以来了解认识你这个人。
Amen. How do we get to know each other?
我们如何来了解一个人呢？
By talking.
通过我们的交谈，我们的
话语。 Why are you able to talk?
为什么我们可以说话呢？
It's because there is a person behind that voice.
因为我们有个人在后面。
And so if God's voice can be heard, that means God is a person behind that voice.
所以如果我们可以听到神的声音，所以在这个声音之后呢，有人的存在。
And if God is a person, then we can get to know him.
如果神是一个人的话，那么我们就可以来认识这位神。
The Bible is a written voice of God.
那么圣经是神所默示的。
And if we can hear that voice, we will know our God.
如果我们可以听到这个神的这个声音呢，我们就会认识我们的神。
Jesus is the voice of God, the Word of God in flesh.
那么耶稣基督是神，他道成了肉身的。
And if we can hear him, we will know the Father.
如果我们可以认识子的话，我们就可以认识父。
And so Jesus is now ascended into heaven.
那么耶稣已经升入高天。
Can we still hear his voice?
我们仍然还可以听到他的声音吗？
Can we still know the person behind that voice?
我们还可以认识这个声音之后的那位人吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是，是的，我们可以。
Because the Holy Spirit continues that availability of that voice.
因为圣灵会把这种持续不断的声音来与我们沟通。
And that voice is not just a voice, but the incarnate voice of Christ. In other words, as though Christ in his flesh.Is speaking to you.
所以这个声音不是普通的声音，是耶稣基督道成肉身的这个声音在对我们说话。
The difference between Jesus before Bethlehem, before his birth, and afterwards is that he became a man.
所以耶稣在伯利恒降世之前和之后的分别是他成为一个人的样式。
So the voice that the Holy Spirit will relay to you is not a voice that of Christ before he became a man, but Christ.After he became a man.
所以圣灵向我们显示的这个声音是不是耶稣降世为人之前的一个声音，而是耶稣降世为人之后他成为人以后的声音。
Does everybody get it?
大家明白吗？
So what the Holy Spirit will portray to you is the man Jesus.
所以圣灵向我们彰显的是作为人子的这个耶稣。
Amen. Not the Jesus before the man.But the man Jesus, because God has ordained that you and I know His Son.
所以这个声音并不是说成为人子之前的耶稣，而是之后的这个耶稣。所以我们可以跟这个声音沟通。
So the Holy Spirit, when He brings the presence of God to us, the presence of Jesus to us, the voice of Jesus to us, it is the voice of Jesus.The man.
所以当圣灵把耶稣的同在耶稣的声音来带领给我们的时候，我们所听到的，我们所经历到的是作为人子耶稣。
So you and I have the same privilege as the apostles.
所以你和我有跟那些在2000年前的一些使徒一样的一个有个待遇。
To talk to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, face to face.
我们跟这个道成肉身的主可以有一个面对面的沟通。
It's very important That the Holy Spirit does not just bring any presence to you, but He brings the presence of Jesus to you.
所以这点很重要，是圣灵不是把随便一个同在带给我们，他带给我们是作为人子耶稣的同在。
Because the person of the Trinity that the Father wants you to know is His Son.
因为作为三位一体的神，这个父的这个位格，让我们知道这是他的独生子。他的爱子耶稣
Amen. The one who hung on the cross.
那个为我们被钉十字架的主
The one who died.
那个为我们舍命的主
The one who resurrected.
那一位也是从死里复活的主
The one who ascended.
那一位升入高天的主
Now, what have I just told you?
我刚刚跟大家讲什么
The cross, the death, the resurrection, and the ascension.
被钉十字架埋葬复活和升入高天
That'sThe definition of the gospel.
这是福音的一个定义。
Amen. When you preach the gospel, you have to tell them about the cross, the death, the resurrection, the ascension.
所以我们跟别人分享福音的时候，我们一定要把这四个方面讲到：被钉十字架、埋葬，然后死而复活，并升入高天。
So don't get confused.
所以大家不要混淆了。
Old Testament give us revelation of God.
那么在旧约给我们关于神的一个启示。
And many people believe God is an angry God.
很多人觉得在旧约当中读到的那些故事，觉得神是一个愤怒的神。
God is a God of war.
神是一个征战的神。
So God may be angry with me.
或者说有那个印象，觉得神会对我发怒。
Although the Old Testament gives you a revelation of God, but that's not the ultimate revelation.
虽然在旧约当中我们有对神有一部分启示，但并不是一个最终的一个启示。
What is the ultimate revelation of God? What is God like?Is he an angry God or is he something else?
所以就是关于神的最一个完全的启示是什么呢？他只是一个很愤怒的神吗？还是有其他的一部分？
It is not only when Jesus became flesh.
只有当耶稣
Did we not understood what truly God is like?
所以没有在耶稣没有道成肉身降世为人之前，我们没有一个人对神有一个很全面的认识。
So Christ,
基督
to you is the ultimate revelation of who God is.
所以基督对于我们来说，应该是神本相的一个显明。
Amen. God is infinite.
神是无限的神。
It will take you eternity to understand who He is.
可能我们需要永生，花永生的时间来认识他。
But for now,
但是对我们现在来说
，But for now, before you get to heaven,
在我们还在世的时候，在去到天家的时候
，The focus, the ultimate revelation of who God is Jesus.
所以我们在世，我们要认识神的一个目的，就是认识我们的主耶稣。
So God is not an angry God, a judgmental God to you, because why? Because the revelation of Jesus is one who forgives.One who loves.
所以对我们来说，神不应该只是一个发怒审判的神，而是一个真的慈爱的神。
God is not a God who's always looking for something for you to give. Because why? Because Jesus gave everything about Himself.
所以神不是那个总是从我们这边索取的神，而是他把他自己全部都给予我们的神。
So without the revelation of who Jesus is, we do not have a full picture of who God is.
所以如果我们对我们的耶稣基督没有一个完全的认识，那么我们就缺乏对神的一个完全的认识。
Do you understand?
大家明白了吗？
And so, with that understanding, is what the voice is all about.
所以如果有这个认识的话，那我们就会认识我们刚刚讲的这个声音。
The voice of God is not about some Christian showing off and saying, I can hear God's voice.
所以就是这个声音并不是说有些人只是为了炫耀说，哦，我可以听到神的声音。
You know, it's not about elevating anyone. It's not about it belongs to a certain person. No, it belongs to all of us.
这个能听神声音的这个恩赐，不是说只是针对某一部分人，可以只是有些人听到，其实是每个人都可以听到的。
Because that voice of God that is available to us today.
因为今天我们可以听到的这个神的声音
，on one hand comes from the Bible.
一方面是从圣经而来
and With the word of God is Jesus.
因为这个话语，这个道就是耶稣他自己。
And so the one who speaks to us.
所以对我们说话的那位。
Although it's the Holy Spirit.
虽然是记得圣灵对我们说
The Holy Spirit ultimately still wants to reveal Jesus to you through that voice.
因为圣灵最终的目的想借着这个声音来向我们启发关于主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
We Pentecostals have to be very careful.
我们可能灵恩派的弟兄姊妹要很小心。
The focus of our faith is in Christ Jesus.
我们信心的关注焦点还应该在基督耶稣。
It's not on the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
并不是在乎圣灵的恩赐。
It's not about raising the dead.
并不是只是关乎从死人复活。
It is about who Jesus is.
而是关乎那之后的耶稣基督他的本相。
So that in every miracle we see Jesus.
所以在每一个神迹奇事当中，我们可以见证耶稣。
Every healing we see Jesus.
在每一个医治的背后，我们见证耶稣。
Do you understand?Every time when we speak in tongues,
每次我们讲方言的时候
it's because Christ is on the throne.
是因为耶稣他坐在宝座上
and that he's poured out his Holy Spirit to us.
是他倾倒了他的圣灵在我们里面
For Pentecostals, we have to be careful. Our faith must be Christ-centered.
所以我们必须很小心，我们的信仰的中心应该在乎基督
And for those of you who come from a traditional background, your problem is going to beIt's not about whether you believe in the word of God or not. It is about do you place the word of God above tradition.
所以从传统教会来的那个背景的弟兄姊妹要小心是不光只是关乎你信不信神的话语而是你是不是把神的话语看是超乎一切的世俗和人的传统。
You see, when we Pentecostal look for something to authenticate about God, we look for signs and wonders.And miracles.
所以灵恩派的教会呢，可能是追求一些属灵的一些彰显迹象。
But if you are Anglican,
如果你是Anglican, 就是
英
主英国主教，如果英国主教的话
，Yeah, you're not just going to be looking for the Word of God, but you're going to look back at tradition.
所以他们可能不光只是要看神的话语，他们还会很专注一些习俗世俗。
Look back at history.
可能看了一些历史的背景。
So you're not going to say, "Is this right?" You're going to say, "Did we used to do this?"
他不会说你对不对，而说我们是不是以前是这样做的呢
？You see, our faith are very different.
所以大家的信心会稍稍不同。
Because the tradition can actually obscure who Jesus is.
因为这个人的世俗可能会误解对神的。
So whether you are from a traditional background or from a Pentecostal background.We got the same problem. Do we focus on Jesus?
所以不管你是传统教会还是灵恩派，我们都有一个问题，是不是我们的关注的焦点都在于基督？
And that is what God the Father wants.
这也是父神所想要达到的。
You and I to gaze on the face of Jesus.
所以我们专注于耶稣。
No other face.
没有其他的关注专注。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so I want to use a particular scripture to.Illustrate the voice of God, how it can help us.
那么我会用一个特别的经文来跟大家解释说我们如何听神的声音。
Now, before I begin, so I'm saying to you, hearing voice of God is not the same as I'm listening to Ruth now.
所以我们说到听到神的声音，并不是好像我们听到平时人与人之间说话的这个声音一样。
Very rarely do you ever hear.An audible voice of God. If you do, you better be careful.
其实很少 很少会有听到好像真的人说话的声音的这种感觉。
If you ever hear the audible voice of God, like a real voice, it's going to shake you. It's going to rock you. It's going to make you feel melted on the floor.
如果你真的可有机会听到好像就好像人说话的声音的这神的声音的话，那么可能会真的会给你很大的一个。
So it's not like some churches teach you, Jesus, wake up. Jesus say, hi, welcome, wake up. Here's breakfast for you.
就好像教会可能有些人说、哦、耶稣就好像跟平常我们人沟通一样这样讲话。
You look at the examples in the Bible when people heard the audible voice of God, the reaction would be shaking. Oh no, oh no.
在圣经当中，当有人听到主的这种很清楚的声音的时候，他们可能反应都是很大的。
So hearing the voice of God primarily comes from the Word of God.
听到神的声音最主要的是从他的道，他的话语来。
There's a difference between reading the Word of God and the Word of God speaking to you.
这读成的话语和神的话语好像变成活的字句，对我们说话是有不同的。
Reading the word of God, it just goes into your knowledge.
那么我们读圣经好像只是变成一种头脑的知识。
Hearing the voice of God from the word of God is when the word of God seems to specifically stick to your heart, convict your heart. It seems to be talking to your heart. Amen?
当我们从神的话语当中听到他的声音的感觉，就好像这个话语好像变成活的字句跳出来，来击中我们的心声，来对我们里面的情况说话。
If I gave you all the love letters that Suzanne wrote to me and you read it,
如果我把之前我的太太给我写的情书给你，然后你自己读了以后，
To you, that's just gossip and knowledge.
可能对你来说只是一些八卦而已。
And then you find it funny.
可能你觉得好很搞笑，对你没什么感觉。
Amen. But when I read it,
但是当我当时本人读到的时候，
she's talking to me.
然后我觉得在那个字里行间当中，她在对我说话。
Now that's the difference between reading the Bible and the Bible talking to you.
所以这就是为什么我们读圣经和圣经对我们说话的不同了。
The difference.
这是很大的不同。
What is it like?
这什么感觉呢？
The more you get closer to God, the more it feels like He's talking to you.
所以我们跟主的关系越亲近，会觉得越多会经历到他的话语对我说话的感受。
But at other times,
但可能很其他时间，
God will use different ways to communicate with you.
神会用很也有用其他的方法来跟你沟通。
And it is up to Him.
那么这是神的主权来决定。
To make sure you hear Him.
神会用他的方法来确保你要听到他要对你说的话。
Amen. If you spend time with God.
如果我们花时间来亲近神，
you will increase your chances of hearing.
会增加我们听到神声音的几率。
That somehow you speak to your heart.
会觉得神对你的心说话。
It will increase your chances.
会增加这样的几率。
Just like when you read the word of God more, you increase your chances of hearing Him from the word.
就好像如果我们多读圣经，也会增加我们从话语当中听到神声音的几率。
But ultimately, it isGod's responsibility for you to hear Him.
所以呢，最终来讲是神的责任来让我们能听到他。
Amen, amen. And it's not, oh, I have to go to some conference. I have to read 10 certain books, right, to learn how. No, 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 no. You either hear or you don't.
所以这并不是关乎说我们去参加一些营会、参加一些讲座、读几本书，我们就可以听到神的声音。这其实是关乎我们亲近神。
After 40 years as a Christian.
所以在我做基督徒四十年之后，
I think I can help you to hear God's voice.
我觉得可能我跟大家可以分享一些经历，可以帮助你如果听神的声音。
I have one advice.
我给大家一个建议。
The more you love God,
你越爱神。
The more you walk with God,
你越是与神同行。
The more you go through your process, the more you go through your crisis,
你更多的在去委身在这个过程当中，委身在这种危机点当中。
You don't know why you can hear.
你不知道为什么你就突然能听到神的声音。
You understand it?
大家明白吗？
Part of the reward of going through the process, standing strong in God, not forsaking Him, no matter how tough life is that at the end of it, you don't know why, God's voice becomes clearer.
所以很多时候在我们经历苦难，我们在苦难当中，在过程当中都不致动摇，我们坚定不移的来抓住神的事，很大的奖励就是我们觉得我们跟神更能听清楚他的声音了。
And now,And we go to 1 Kings chapter 3 to 4. Chapter 3. Sorry, chapter 19, verse 3 to 4.
列王记上十九章三到四节。
Elijah has just had a fantastic victory.
以利亚呢，当时有一个很大的得胜。
Here is Elijah, the prophet who hears from God, who calls fire down. He was mighty before and had a showdown with the prophet of Baal.And it was a fantastic thing that everybody is still talking about.
所以以利亚呢，这个事情发生的是在以利亚当时跟那些拜巴比的那些巴利的那些先知，他们做了一件很大的事情。他从天堂那个叫神的火降下来。
And afterwards, he ended the three-year drought by the rain, calling the rain.
然后呢，之后他跟神祷告，那么神降雨结束了在地上的三年半的那个旱灾。
So it's a bit like a pastor, right? He has a fantastic crusade. Thousands of people got saved. Lots of healing. Hallelujah. Everybody's still talking about it.
这就好像一个很出名的一个讲员，一个牧师，跟了刚刚举办了一个非常大的营会，几千人信主，非常的很多人来谈论这件事情。
And so Elijah suddenly became a superstar.
然后呢，这个以利亚变成超级明星。
Hallelujah. What can go wrong?
然后
What can go wrong with such a progress, such a wonderful experience?
好像就是这样一个经历，这么出名的一个先知，会有什么问题呢？
Amen. Those of us who are pursuing ministry in God, learn from Elijah.
所以那些要追求在神里面施工的弟兄姊妹们，我们要
After a great crusade, after many people got healed and saved, that's when problem comes.
在很多在一个大型的营会之后，在很多人得救之后，真正的问题出现了。
So when did David have his problem?
大卫什么时候遇到他的问题呢？
It's when he conquered most of the places.
就是他。占据了很多地方之后
He decided to earn himself a rest.
他觉得自己应该配得一个休息了
And then he saw Bathsheba.
然后那个时候他见到巴西巴
And so Elijah, he had a wonderful time.
所以以利亚呢刚刚经历一个很大的得胜很威风的一个经历
But then Jezebel said, I swear to kill you.
然后
Jezebel. Jezebel, the queen Jezebel.
然后那个王后别是别
And say to Elijah, I swear I'm going to kill you.
然后呢那王后呢也许别说我发誓我要杀了你
Suddenly Elijah went from sky and hit the ground.
然后呢以利亚他的生命就从天被击打到地上
What happened?
到底发生了什么呢
We read in verse 3, then he was afraid.
然后这里以利亚害怕
Fear.Was the enemy.
他能惧怕是他的仇敌。
Fear is the enemy that will drive you to the wrong direction.
所以这个惧怕的灵是我们的仇敌，会让我们去到一个错误的方向。
Brothers and sisters, fear is your number one enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，惧怕是我们头号仇敌。
Amen. All of us by nature will naturally fear something.
我们人的本性呢都会因为一些人或事为害怕
If the devil suddenly appears, fear will come into me. That's normal.
如果突然邪灵出现在我面前我可能本能的反应就会害怕
If I see Goliath, fear will come into me. That's normal.
如果那个巨人哥利亚出现在我面前那么我本能会害怕是正常的
If I see the tax man, fear will come into me. But that's normal.
那么看到税吏出到面前可能心虚害怕也是正常的
All that demonstrates is you're still human.
那么这些表象证明了你还是人，有人的本
性。So Elijah is still human.
所以以利亚呢，他还是人。
Not some kind of super prophet.
不是那种人眼中的一种超级先知。
He is still a chicken.
他还是人的本性在里面。
Like all pastors are still afraid.
我们都就好像任何牧师一样，我们也会有害怕的时候。
Amen. Am I afraid of things? Yes.
我自己有没有害怕的事情？
当然
有。If you
ask my kids, dad is always worried.
如果你问我的孩子，他们知道爸爸经常焦虑、担心。
Amen. But the difference is, what are you going to do with that fear?
问题就是我们如何来面对、应对我们的这个
You can feel it.
恐惧。
You can feel it.
你可以感受到。
But you don't have to submit to it.
但是你不会降服在这个惧怕。
You don't have to obey it.
你不需要去顺服这个惧怕。
When fear stands in front of you, you don't have to submit to it. That's all is the fight about. Is don't submit to fear.
所以当惧怕出现在你面前你需要做的就是不要去妥协不要降服在这个惧怕面前
But Elijah did
但是很可惜是以利亚他害怕
What did he do?
他投降了
And he arose and ran for his life
这里他为他的命而逃他逃命了
Elijah is the man that the Jews are waiting for to come back Every Passover they leave a seat for Elijah
他是那个非常著名的先知所有的人都要为他留一个位置
When Jesus said, Who do you say I am? People say, You are Elijah or one of the prophets. Elijah, in the minds of the Jews, is still number one.
所以在犹太人的眼中，当以利亚是他们心目中的头号先知，所以耶稣问他们，你问我是谁的时候，他们说他是以利亚。
But the trouble is, they've forgotten to read verse 3.
但是很可惜，他们可能没有读到这里的第三节。
Their hero is full of fear.
犹太人眼中的大英雄还是会害怕。
And the Bible say, the moment he was afraid, he got up, he submit to it, and ran away.
他说以利亚这里害怕的时候，他马上就起来，他就逃命。
So he's not a good example.
所以好像并不是一个好的例子。
And he came to Bathsheba, which belongs to Judah, and he left his servants there, and he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness.
所以到了犹大的别示巴，他把仆人留在那里，他自己在旷野走了一日的路程。
So how far did he go?
他走了多远呢？
At least a day away.
至少是一天的路程。
Where did he go?
他去到哪里呢？
Into the wilderness.
去到了旷野。
That no one can find him.
在那里没有人找到他。
And here is your hero, Elijah.
这是众人心目中的大英雄以利亚。
And so verse 11 says, and he said, and he begins to talk to God, right? And he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord.But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake.
列王记上十九章十一节这里说，耶和华，你出来站在山上，在耶和华面前，看那耶和华从那里经过，在耶和华面前有烈风大作，山崩石裂，耶和华却不在风中，风后有地震，耶和华也不在其中。
So Elijah ran away in fear.
所以以利亚呢，因为害怕，他就赶快逃命了。
Into the wilderness，
他跑去旷野当中。
But he was looking for something，
在那里他在寻找一些东西。
He was looking for the voice of God，
他在寻找神的声音。
And here it tells us something. There is an important purpose for the voice of God。
在这里经文向我们显明了神声音的一个重要性。
The voice of God is not just there to tell you something， but it serves a very different purpose。
神的声音并不是为了告诉我们一些事情，而是有一个很重要的目的。
And it is in this encounter do we able to analyze and see what that purpose is.
是在我们这一个与神的一个经历和相遇当中，我们会明白神声音的这个目的。
So Elijah was running for his life.
这里呢，以利亚在为自己逃命。
He was looking for God.
他在寻找神。
And so God told him to go to a mountain.
然后神呢求让他去站在一个山上。
Instead of God's voice, what did he see? He saw wind. He saw earthquakes.
所以与其听到神的声音，他看到的是烈风、地震、山崩、石裂。
Now you may wonder, why does God do that? Why don't we just talk to him?
然后你会讲说，神为什么要搞这么多东西，然后不直接对他说话呢？
对，搞这么多东西。Why does he shake the earth?The wind and everything, right? And then don't say a word.
为什么好像有搞这么前奏，但是都没有进入主题呢？
Yeah, amen. And then he said, and then verse 12 says, after the earthquake, a fire.
然后这里十二节说，在那个地震之后有火。
But the Lord was not in the fire.
耶和华也不在火中。
So he came in a mighty wind. He came in an earthquake.He came in fire, but he wasn't there.
所以在一系列的操作之后，有烈风，有地震，有火焰之后，仍然没有神的声音。
So is God showing off?
是神在那边炫耀自己吗？
Just to shake him, frighten him.
是就是在晃动一下以利亚，
Because poor old Elijah, he was really scared already, and then God blows him with a bit of wind, and then a nine Richter scale earthquake, and then what he does gives him a great big fire.
所以当时其实以利亚他已经处于了极度害怕恐惧的状态。那为什么神还要在他面前搞这么多地震啊、狂风呀、火焰这些事情呢？
Because God is basically saying, Elijah, who are you seeking for?
其实神在问他，以利亚，你到底在寻找谁呢？
Because all gods are wind, all gods are earthquakes, all gods are fire.
他说。神是地震，是火，是风吗？
Because in the ancient mindset, the wind, the earthquake, and fire is to do with the signs of the presence of a god.
因为在古时，他们会觉得把地震、火和烈风作为是神出现的一种迹象。
Because these are the very things that Baal, that the god that he defeated, also do. Because Baal is also a god of fire.
因为这些这些好像这一大祭像正是他们以前所拜他击败的那个偶像巴利所做的之前做的事情。
So when you are seeking God, God is saying to you, Ruth, which God are you seeking? Earthquake, wind, fire?
他说好像说如果你在寻找神那么你究竟是找哪个神呢能做地震火焰大狂吹吹狂风的神吗
Elijah, which God are you looking for? Who for help?
以利亚你是在寻找哪个神来求帮助呢
Do you know Yahweh? Do you still remember who I am?
你知道耶和华神吗
But then, he doesn't come in wind, earthquake or fire because they are dumb. Here you see?
但是反而在
这些 They are dumb.
因为他不是在风神没有在风大风地震和烈火当中显现
Instead, he said, and afterwards, after the fire came a very small sound.
反而这里说在火以后有轻微细小的声音
Now, the Greek and the Hebrew can be translated, can be pictured like this. It either can be shh,Like that.
好像这个很细微的声音就好像刚刚就是缺声音的样子
It's a small sound
好像轻声细语的一个声音
Or it could be Elijah
很细微的一个呼叫以利亚的声音
Which one do you think it is?
大家觉得是 哪一种情况呢
It doesn't matter which one it isBut what it does represent is the presence of God.
所以就是哪种方式不重要，最重要是神的同在，神的声音在里面。
It's the sound of the presence of God.
是关乎神声音的一个同在。
What was the purpose?
这个神声音的目的是什
么呢？What did I told you last week?
上周我跟大家讲了神同在的目的，是为了
It's to calm him down.
是为了安慰他，让他安静下。
Amen. To comfort.
冷静下来，安慰他。
Elijah,
神在轻微的声音来呼叫
Elijah, Elijah,
神细微的声音来呼叫以利亚的时候
Because then he calmed down.
因为听到这样的声音，他就安定下来
His fear calms.
他的恐惧也慢慢的减
少 Let's read verse 13.
然后我们来读十三节
And when Elijah heard it.He wrapped his face in his cloth and went and stood at the entrance of the cave.
以利亚听见以后呢，就用外衣蒙脸出来，站在门洞口。
So when he heard the still small sound or the still small voice, whichever way you want to interpret it, it calmed him down. But the message of God didn't come then. It had to go out into theentrance of the cave and that's when the voice of God came prophetically.
所以以利亚当时只是听到了一个细小轻微细小的声音这个声音让他安慰让他安定下来然后他为了听清楚神要说的话他要去到洞口。
This is a very important lesson.
这个是很重要的一个功课让我们可以学到。
Because in your experience, you will face the same thing.
可能在我们的经历当中我们会面对同样的事情。
You're in trouble in life.
当我们生命中面到一些困难
You're full of anxiety and worry.
你充满了焦虑和担忧
And you don't know what to do about tomorrow, next week, or next year.
可能你不接下来的是明天、后天之后都不知道怎么办
And you're praying, Oh Lord, Oh Lord, speak to me, speak to me, speak to me. I want to hear you.
你很迫切跟神祷告说神啊，求你对我说话，对我说话，我需要听到你的声音
How many of you have done that?
有多少人这样的经历
And the result is you hear nothing.
然后可能结果你什么都没有听到
All you hear is your anxiety and fear loud and clear.
然后你听到的就是你内心里面不断的那种焦虑、惆怅和恐惧
You're so noisy on the inside.
就你的内心很烦躁
Your mind is so distracted.
你的头脑也是很混乱
What you need is to be on your knees and you begin to pray and pray and pray.
所以我们需要做的事真的是来跪到来到神面前不断的祷告不断的祷告
And I'm telling you if you do this it's not the voice of God that will come first it is the presence of God that will come first
如果我们这样做的，你 不一定先听到神的声音，而是会感受到神的同在。
He comes, presence, he comforts you.
神会用他的同在来安慰你。
He gives you courage.
他会给你胆量、勇气。
He gives you peace in your heart. He puts faith in your heart.
他会把信心和平安放在你的心里。
And then you go to the entrance of the cave.
然后这个时候我们就要站在洞口了。
And then God will speak to you.
然后这个时候神会来对你说话。
Amen. We learn from Elijah.
然后我们来学习以利亚的。
I found out of all, for me personally, I found that out of all the hearing of God, I saw this picture that the Holy Spirit revealed to me as the most helpful for me.
我觉得圣灵借着这个经文向我显示了一个图盘，是对我自己最大有帮助了。我如何来听神的声音？
Whenever there is a crisis,
每次遇到一个危机的时候，
that something happened to the family or happened to the church,
当我家里有出事的时候，或者教会有事发生的时候，
and I'm seeking the voice of God,
当我想听神的声音的时候，
I pray,
我就祷告，
I worship,
然后我敬拜神，
until His presence come,
直到神的同在临到我，
and He comforts me.
然后让我里面有一个安稳的时候，安慰我的时候。
Sometime after that, or immediately after that, His voice comes.
然后在那个同在安慰我之后，或者马上我就会听到神的声
音。And you know that you know you don't know why you know you don't know how to explain it. That's God. It's talking to you.
所以呢，之后呢，就是很简单了。你不知道为什么，也不知道怎么回事，那么你就知道是神在对你说话。
And then the first thing that God says to Elijah.What are you doing here?
然后神对以利亚说了这句话，就说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么呢？”
Why does God always ask the obvious question?
为什么神会问一些显而易见的问题呢？
What do you think, Lord? You just did all the wind, earthquake, and all the stage effects, and now you ask a dumb question.
为什么神你以利亚可能心想说：“神，你做了这么多舞台效应，那为什么问一些很明显的问题呢？”
No, what God is asking.Elijah, do you know why you're here?
其实神在问他，以利亚，你知道为什么你会在跑到这里来吗？
What are you doing here? Do you know why you're here?
虽然说神在问他你在做什么，其实反言之，神在问他，你知道你为什么会在这里吗？
Do you truly know what you're asking for?
你真的知道你跟我求的东西吗？
See, many times we are in fear and anxiety. We don't even know why.
很多时候当我们在惧怕被惧怕和恐惧抓住的时候，我们都不知道为什么会这样。
Other people can't see your problem, but you can see your problem as like a mountain.
很多人可能觉得没什么大不了的事情，但你自己觉得好像一种大山摆在你面前。
You see, before God speaks to you, He put your mindset right.
当神要对我们说话之前，他会把我们的心思意念摆正了。
Amen. Otherwise, you won't know what your real problem is.
如果不这样子的话，你就不知道你真正的问题是什
么。Half of our problem is we don't know why we're afraid. We don't know what our problem is.
那是我们最大的问题，是我们不知道我们为什么害怕，也不知道我们害怕什么。
And so God, first thing He does, He makes sure you know what your problem is.
所以神要我做的是，首先让我们明白为什么我们害怕。
Do you want to get married because you love men, or do you want to get married because you don't want to be lonely?
如果你要结婚是因为你爱那个人呢，还是因为你只是不想一个人很孤单？
Do you understand? We can get married for all sorts of reasons, but do you know why you want to get married?
很多时候我们可能问很多的原因结婚，但是你真的知道你为什么想要结婚吗？
Do you know why you want to go into the ministry? Do you know why you want that kind of job?
你知道你为什么想要进入这个事工？你为什么想要做这份工作吗？
Because we don't align with what God is. If you don't understand why, then you won't understand why God is answering you in a certain way.
如果你都不知道为什么你要做这件事情，你就不知道为什么神会一种方式来回应你的祷告。
Amen. Now, the next verse will demonstrate to you he does not know why he's there.
那么其实下段经文其实就已经说明了他不知道为什么他会在
那边。But we know.
但是可能我们做旁观者。
Why was he there? Because he was afraid.
我们可能做旁观者看得很清楚，知道他因为害怕去到那边。
But then he's not. That's not what he says.
但是其实他自己。他本人却不知道为什么他会去那里。
He said, I have been very jealous for the Lord. 多余。
他说我为神大发热心。
All right. Is that true?
是真的吗？是真的因为这个原因吗？
To the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, throw down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. They seek my life to take it away.
他说我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一人，他们还要追杀我。
What a hero.
哇，真的是大英雄。
But that's not true, is it?
但是这里并不是他真实的光景。
I'm here because I am very keen for you, Lord.
他说他这里说我为什么会逃到这里，是因为我 为神大发热心。
And I'm the only one that is clean in all Israel.
他是我是唯以色列当中先知当中唯一一个紧紧抓住你的人。
Amen. So I'm preserving my life because if I die, there's no more people that will be left to serve you, Lord.
他说如果我再不活下来的话，就没有人存留下来来侍奉你了。
It's a bit like me saying, Lord, come and help SCC. If you don't, I'm the only one left. If I collapse, the whole church will collapse.
你会叫换言之，好像我跟神祷告，神啊，求你来帮助救恩会。如果你不帮救恩会的话，这救恩会只有我一个人了，那么整个教会就完了，就倒闭了。
What is he saying? God, are you in control?
他就是、其实他在问说神你是在掌管一切吗
Because you're down to your last faithful prophet.
因为现在只剩下你的一个先知我了。
So therefore I'm here for you to correct that.
所以我要你的我现在在这里你要帮助我。
But then God answered him. He says, The Lord said to him, Go return your way to the wilderness, Damascus, and when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria.
这里十五节，耶和华对他说：“去吧，从原路回去，往大马士革的旷野去。到了那里，你要高哈薛做亚兰王。”
And then he says, "And Jehu the son of Nishi, you shall anoint to be king over Israel."
他说：“你要又要高宁士的孙子耶户做以色列的王。”
And Elisha the son of Shaphat.Of Abel, Mehola, you shall anoint to be prophet in your place.
并要高亚伯米米和拉人沙法的儿子以利沙来做先知接续你。
God told him to do three things.
这是神给他一个三个指示，做三件事情。
Here is this hero.
这是众人眼中的大英雄。
All right, that Israel.Say he's a great prophet.
以色列说他称他为大先知。
It demonstrates he's one of the most disobedient.
反而是好像最不顺服的那一个。
God told him to do three things.
神让他去做三件事情。
But he only did one.
但他只做了一件事情。
What was that? Does anybody know?
以利沙。
Exactly. So in verse
19.
And then in verse 19 he says, So he departed from there and found Elijah.
所以十九节说，于是以利亚就离开那里走了。
So in other words, he didn't do any of that, but he only did one out of the three. That is, give his job over to someone else.
所以以利亚其实在神所吩咐他的三件事情当中，他只做了一件事情。
So he didn't anoint those two other persons to be king, but he just went straight looking for Elijah.It was Elisha who anointed the other two kings.
所以就是神叫他吩咐的去恩告那些做王的人，他都没有去做，他只是去找到以利沙，把他的那个袍子给了以沙，然后把他的工作交给他就完了。
So have you ever wondered why did God take Elijah up alive?
为什么神会把以利亚接走呢？
Because he was not meant to die.
因为他不应该死的。
Because he hasn't done his job yet.
因为他还没有完成他要做的事情。
So God, out of his mercy, took him up.
只是神在他怜悯当中把他接上去。
And he became famous for that.
然后他却因为这个呢出名了。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, this demonstrates the voice of God was there the presence of God was there to comfort Elijah before the voice came.
所以是神的同在安慰以利亚，然后再对他说话。
Amen. Do you see how the voice of God works?
就是神声音他工 运作的方式。
But then the question comes, what's the primary purpose of God's voice?
那么神声音的一个最重主要的一个目的是什么呢？
Not the only purpose. Why would God want to speak to you?
不是唯一的目的，也是为什么神想对我们说话呢？
Because to tell you the six numbers of the lottery,
是为了告诉你中六合彩的六个数字吗？
How to get rich?
告诉你如何致富吗？
What's the primary purpose? If you search the scripture, you will find a trend.
如果我们 来查考经文的时候，我们会找到这个一个模式。
And it is best understood with this one verse in Matthew chapter 3 verse 17, when in Jesus' baptism.
那么其实在马太福音三章十七节这里讲关于耶稣的受洗。
He said, Jesus went and baptized. When he came out of the water, what happened?It says, and behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.
这里这是天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜爱的。
So we learn from Elijah how God's voice comes to you when you calm down.
所以我们看到以利亚呢，他的经历是在他神安慰他之后呢，然后对他说话。
But in Jesus' baptism, it's clearer there.What, when he comes to you, what is he trying to do?
所以在耶稣的例子当中是更清楚当神父神对他说话的时候。
We saw last week that the presence of God's primary purpose, not the only one, is to comfort you. But what is the primary purpose of that voice coming to you?
所以当我们上周学到说神的同在的主要目的是为了安慰我们。那么现在这个神声音的主要的目的
This is not the only purpose, right? It's not, so don't go and write me emails and argue with me and text me. It's, I said, one of the most important purpose.
这并不是神声音的唯一的目的，是其中一个很重要的一个目的。
It's partly right. It's to affirm your identity.
是为了来佐证我们的身份。
Who you are.
印证我们的身份，我们的真实的身份。
And to reconfirm your value.
是再次向你确认你在神里面的价值。
When you hear God's voice,
当我们听到神声音的时候，
two things that really hit your heart really hard.
有两样事情会真的很击打到你的心。
Every time when God speaks to me, these are the very characteristics that I know it is He who speaks to me.
对，在我的经历当中，我觉得当神对我说这个的时候，我非常确定是神在对我说话。
Just from the few words coming out of his mouth makes me feel valued.
就是神
I'm important to him.
从神口中说的几个字，就让我觉得我自己在神眼中是看为至宝的，我很重要。
And each time when he calls you by his name, your name, he affirms your identity, who you are.
每次当神亲自来呼喊我们的名字的时候，他就向我们印证了我们在他里面的身份。
This is my son identity.
他说：“这是我的爱子，就是父对子的一个。
”In whom I'm well pleased, value.
他是我所喜爱的，是确认他在神眼中的价值。
If you have truly heard God's voice,
如果你是真的，
you want to hear more because you want Him to say, "I love you."You are valuable to me. You are who you are to me. You are my son.
所以如果你听过神的声音，会想更多的听到神这种不断的向你确认和印证的这种声音。
You see, I can hear Rishi Sunak talk, but I'm just hearing a voice. But when he talks about me, it's different.
当我听到那个首相来说话的时候，我听到的是他说话的声音。但是如果他的声音当中提到我的名字，我知道他在对我说话。
We want to hear God, but whenever God speaks, He's speaking about you.
所以当我们知道神对我们说话的时候，我们要听他会提到我们的名字。
What you mean to Him?
就是我们对于他而言。
How you value? Are you valued by Him?
你在他心目中的价值和分量。
In other words, His voice is personal to you.
所以就换言之，他的声音对你来说是很个人的。
His voice is drawing you to fellowship.
他的声音会吸引你来想与他团结。
It's non-judgmental.
是不会带有任何论断的。
Amen. Many times we believe God when God opens his mouth. Joshua, 想死啊。
每次好像如果我们听，如果觉得神的声音觉得是 很斥责的，带着责备的那种心事。
Because why do I feel like that? Because my teacher says that, my mom and dad says that.
为什么好像我会这样听到声音？可能我身边的老师啊，我的父母会用这种语气跟我说话。
But when God speaks, it's not a judgmental voice.
但是当神对我们说话的时候，不是带有那种任何论断。
Yes, He will judge His enemies, but for you, washed by the blood of Jesus.
但是我们是被神的宝血所洁净的。
Adopted into His family.
我们被领养进入到神的国，神的家中。
He would say, Elijah.
就好像他说以利亚，他轻声的呼喊以利亚。
My beloved.
他是我所爱的。
Amen. It's non-judgmental.
是不带任何论断的。
And to me, the most amazing thing is when you hear His voice.
所以对我来说，当我们听到神声音的时候，最奇妙的是
He speaks from a place of eternity.
是神从一个永恒的地方来对我们说话。
Reaching out to you.
他是来对我们来到我面前。
That's the bit that really makes me break down.
是让我真的很触动，很让我很击中我心的地方。
That God from eternity.
一个永恒的神。
On His throne.
在他的宝座上。
He will call you by name.
他会按照我们的名字来呼唤我们。
Ruth, my beloved daughter, from eternity. You understand? Amen.
Amen.
And so on our journey.
所以在我们这个过程当中，
God comforts us with His comfort us with His presence.
神会用他的同在来安慰我们。
But His voice from eternity always gives us an identity and a purpose.
所以神在永恒当中来对我们的呼唤，其实是告诉我们的身份和我们在神眼中的价值。
Amen.
Amen.
This is why we seek after His voice.
这是为什么我们要很迫切地听到他的声音。
The more you hear, the more you know who you are.
我们越多听到神的声音，我们越能很确认我们在神里面的身份。
Let's pray.Father, we want to hear the voice of Jesus.
父，我们想听到耶稣基督你的声音。
Holy Spirit, help us.
圣灵啊，求你帮助我们。
Because we know as we hear from the Lord,
当我们知道我们听到主你的声音的时候，
we will know the heart of the Father.
我们会更加明白父你的心意。
To us, Lord.
你对我们的心意，主。
Lord, I just pray that today, that all of us.
主，祷告今天我们每个人
We will be anointed
让每个人都被你所恩膏
In our hearts to hear you
让我们
From your word
让我们有来听到从你的话语当中听到你的声音
And from your whisper
从你的智慧当中
That still small voice
那个轻细微轻微细小的声音
That knows me by name
主，你按照你的名字来呼唤我
That knows who I am
你知道我真实的身份。
I am known by the voice of God.
主啊，真的是我被你的声音所知道。
I am valued by the voice of God.
主，你的声音告诉我的价值，告诉我的身份。
Father, I want to know you.
父，我们想更多的认识。
I want to know you.
我想更深的来认识你。
Through the voice of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵向我们显明的。
Through the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ.
借着主耶稣，你亲自的你的声音。
Holy Spirit, bring me the voice.Of Jesus.
圣灵让我们可以听到主你亲自呼唤我们的声音。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's all stand. This is the air I breathe.This is the air I breathe.This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread.
This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And
let's cry out from our spirit to the eternal God. Let's cry out to Him. Jesus,
专注于你，
我们呼求他
专注于你，
somebody online.
我们的中网上有
The Lord spoke to you last week.
神可能上周对你说
He's calling you.
神在呼召你
You need to come to church.
你需要来到教会
And you need to give your life to him.
你需要重新把生命交给他
You are not alone.
你不是孤单一人的
You are suffering.
你可能现在在面对苦难。
But God can help you.
只有神可以帮你。
Forget about what your mind tells you, but listen to your own heart.
不要去太多去管你的心，思想里面在对你说什么，专注你的心。
Let your love come to Jesus.
让你的爱来到主面前。
In Jesus' name, come.
奉耶稣的名。
I will hope to see you.
我们想在教会当中见到你。
This is where God wants you to be.
是神想要你来到他的同在当中。
God loves you.
神爱你。
And for the people here and people online.
可能在我们这里聚会的大家。
God's voice is available.
神的声音是向我们敞开的。
Through His Word.
可以借着他的话语
and through whatever way God chooses to draw your attention,
或是 神用怎样的方法来吸引来回向他
But at the end of the day, God loves you.
到最后我们一定不要忘记一点是神
He wants you to know who you are.
神想让你知道你真实的身份
He wants to affirm that you are valuable.
他想再次地向你确认说你是宝贝
Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus.
Father,
I pray, Lord, that all of us here would truly worship you with all our hearts. Because we know God. Like in Psalm 119 say, Where can I go from? Where can I hide from you?
说就好像诗篇119篇所说的139篇写的主啊我向哪里去逃去躲避你的
When I'm in hell you are there When I'm in heaven you are there
主啊上到天堂你在那里我下到阴间你在那里
So God I receive who you are
主我们来领受你
I welcome your voice
主我们也欢迎你主
I welcome the Holy Spirit
主我们来欢迎圣灵来到
Holy Spirit, I pray, bring me Jesus.
圣灵我祷告，求你让我们可以听到主的声音。
Bring me Jesus.
让我们可以听到主你的声音。
I want Jesus. I want Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, bless all of our families.
主求你祝福每个家庭。
Bless our coming week.
祝福我们将接下来的一周
Father, we bind every fear.
主我们来捆绑一切的恐惧
That tomorrow when we go to work, tomorrow when we go to our business, everything is cleared up.
主明天我们开始工作学习或者我们的生意的时候一切都是清楚的
Because we know you are with us.
主因为我们知道你与我们同在
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Come for prayer if you need it.
来，请坐。